and a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is identified as what?
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there's this weird new policy that New Zealand Airport has implemented that has gotten a lot of attention, so that's why it's in the setting the bar category. If you can manage to make it through the day without hugging for more than 3 minutes in this airport, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
No touching! No touching! No touching! No touching!
Oh.
No touching!
Oh, wow. Oh, wowie.
So, I guess if you're dropping someone off at this airport in New Zealand, farewell hugs are now limited to 3 minutes tops.
No lingering.
Nope. They're doing it apparently to help with traffic around the airport and limit how long people hang out in the drop-off lane. They're saying
it's the drop-off. Okay.
Yeah. So they're saying, hey, if you guys want to have fonder farewells, linger a little longer, use the car park to do that.
Oh, that's exactly what it says on the sign. For fonder farewells.
Right, exactly.
Use the car park. If you wanna hang out, linger a longer.
Yeah.
Then you gotta go park.
Yeah. So if you want, you know, a little longer, like than 3 minutes to say goodbye to your loved one, then do it, you know, park your car and do it there in the car park as opposed to at the drop-off lane. We're trying to get people through, and if you're sitting there blocking traffic because you're hugging your honey for more than 3 minutes, then that's just no good. So they've literally made it a policy. The internet is divided on this.
Well, here's my question, though. First of all, do they have an enforcement officer out there timing everybody? And if so, how does that work? Also, are we counting the time that it takes to get the luggage out of the car? Because that can sometimes take a little bit of time, too. Is that, like, included in the hug time, like, total?
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of questions that I don't know if there are answers yet.
Logistically speaking.
I would imagine there is, you know, someone just as same as there are people who will tell you to move your car if you go and you're waiting to pick someone up, you know, at the airport, and you go and you just park and you sit there. You know, it's not made to that's not a parking lot. It's made to just stop for a second, let the person on, and then continue going. So
exactly,
you know, if you hang out there too long, there's going to be someone that comes goes, hey, you got to move your car. So I'm assuming there's probably someone like that at this airport in New Zealand that is like, hey,
that's an unfortunate.
No touching. Keep
that's
going.
Like gotta be one of the most unpopular employees, right? Because they're having to awkwardly go like tap shoulders or something and be like, okay, time's up.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
then,
funny.
Like,
there are some Americans that are chiming in on this and saying, hey, you know, we don't even want you to stop here in America. Just come to a slow roll and push
your passenger
out. Yeah,
let them roll
up,
push them out.
Jump! Go!
See ya!
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, that's our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without hugging for more than 3 minutes at this airport, then you're doing okay.
I love the sign. The sign is really worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it shows a caressing, like, hug.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it looks like really sweet. But then the thunders drop, the hammers drop, max hug time, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But then it's like, for fonder, Phil, was like, we get it.
But I feel like
tough to say goodbye.
In all honesty, I feel like 3 minutes is plenty.
Oh, I feel like it is too.
Yeah. So I feel like if you're going over for 3 minutes, then
it's getting awkward.
Yeah. You need to get a room.
It's like, who's letting go first?
Right. Right. So I feel like 3 minutes is plenty of time to say what you need to say, get your hugs in. And
it sounds like it's not a lot, but when you think about it, it is. It's generous.
Right. Right. So I don't know if I would be so angry with this law, because I feel like I'd be all right with it because I wouldn't be in jeopardy of breaking it.
Now, I would say that probably most people fall under the 3 minute time limit, so they don't have to worry about it. But the fact that they posted the sign maybe means that it was necessary.
Yeah, so that's the reason for the setting the bar. Here on 99.7 EJX.